spinning out of control and you still stay centered? Do you ever find it hard to stay aligned in your daily life, like chaos here and chaos there? Energy is coming from all directions and you're right in the middle of it all. How are we supposed to stay in alignment? And that's exactly what this is about. How to stay connected to your soul month after month, no matter what's going on around you. If that's something you care about, I invite you to follow along. Hey, my name is Annie, and my work is all about helping you find and live your purpose. Finding it, in my opinion, that part is easy. Living it, now that's the challenge. That's why I created this monthly energetic alignment update, because yes, we all want to live aligned with our soul and our purpose, but the world happens. Energy is always swirling all around us, from politics, the economy, society, and some call it the collective field. I call it the collective field. Others feel it through the seasonal cycle, the moons, the stars, and the portal days. And with that, we're already right inside the energy of this month. I want to know, do you still watch the news? Do you read newspapers? I've cut that down to a minimum, and yet, just like you, I still meet people every day, like family and neighbors and co-workers and people. Yeah? Summer parties, barbecues. And that's where you can feel it, the collective field. Why don't you drop me an annoyed face in the comments if you know exactly what I mean, if you can feel me? Because even when you consciously protect your energy, the themes are still there. They move through conversations. They move through body languages, through tension in the air. And many people form their entire world view from the news. Okay. And for them, that is reality, period. And suddenly, without even realizing it, you're affected too. Not because you're watching the headlines, but these energies, they're in the field. They're in the room, in the system. So let's have a look. What's shaping the collective field in July? War. Militarization. Dominant themes. The war in the Ukraine. The escalations in Iran. Israel. Palestine's. There's tensions across the globe and rising. Even if you stay far away from this all, the frequency tied to it, like fear and anger and helplessness, they still pour into your energetic field every single day through media, through conversations, through the bodies and nervous systems of other people around you. Yeah? Many are feeling anxious about the future. Some are looking for someone to blame. Yeah, he's to blame, they're to blame. And a lot of people are numbing out, even without even knowing. What are you sensing in the field? I would be interested in. I'd love to know that. Drop me that in the comment. What is something that you sense? Yeah? When you become aware that all of this is swirling around you without ever being spoken, you can begin to hold your own space way more clearly. You can better understand your body. You can better regulate your emotions and with more compassion. If you feel that, these frequencies pull back when it's too much. Retreat into silence, meditate, connect with nature. We're not here to fight these energies. We're here to balance them with peace and trust and love. Another strong energetic influence in July is the summer holidays. Yay! School's over. In many parts of the world, schools are out. Here in Canada, July and August are completely school-free. That's a time that children absolutely love. But for the families, that's a real challenge. Because when the usual structure disappears, unrest often follows. It's more organizing. It's less alone time. It's more noise. It's fewer breaks. And these tensions, they ripple outward into the workplaces, onto the roads, yeah, into the collective nervous system. Hotels, restaurants, transportation services, they're in full swing. Yeah? Many city spaces, they feel empty, strangely. If you feel these energies impacting you, it's time to create a structure that grounds you. Yeah. What's your go-to tip for staying relaxed, maybe as a mom or maybe as just someone who's sensitive for the frequencies? Drop me that in the comments. For families, that might mean setting dedicated times for shared activities and, just as importantly, plan moments of rest, especially for moms. And even if you do not have children, this energy still affects you. The collective field shifts. If it's been a while since you had a really routine in place, July is the perfect moment to welcome them back. Yeah? Maybe you start with a simple morning routine, something that anchors you back to yourself in the midst of all this change, of all this frequencies. Closed link, unfortunately, to these summer energies is another concern which is rising in July. It's inflation. Many people can't afford to travel right now, or they're forced to cut back significantly. And with that, specific emotions enter the field. Worry, guilt, shame. Guilt for not being able to give your children the experience you wish you could. Shame for allowing yourself too much or too little. And then there's that subtle creeping comparison syndrome. Yeah, that feeling of somehow everyone has something that you don't have, especially on social media. Guilt and shame are among the lowest frequencies we can allow into our system. And for that very reason, they need a conscious counterforce. If this isn't your personal theme, but you're someone who loves to work for the collective field, connect with the most powerful energy available to us, gratitude. Gratitude is the cure, says David Stock. So make a point to establish a gratitude practice, especially in July, morning or evening, doesn't matter. Take a quiet moment and name 10 things you're grateful for today. And no matter where you find yourself right now, those anchors, they exist. It's a sunbeam, the roof over your head. It's a comfortable chair. It's a cup of coffee. The final energy I want to bring to your awareness this July is the heat. Heat is not the energy in itself. In some parts of the world, temperatures are rising to extreme levels. In certain regions, in Alberta, Canada, for example, this also means a heightened risk for wildfires. It's not the high temperatures. But the energies of the temperature create physical stress, emotional tension, especially when people try to cool off with alcohol. Emotions can run even hotter. A cold beer can easily lead to a heated argument without anyone knowing where it suddenly came from. So if you feel this energy, this heat entering your space, it's time to set clear boundaries, step back, cool down, yeah, on all levels. mean read something soothing, take a walk, seek out water, forest, wind. Be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. They feel it too. And if these conversations really get charged, step away kindly and firmly. You have the right to do that. You may already sensing it. July carries a high potential for energetic overwhelm in the field. So choose consciously. Structure, gratitude, rest. We are allowed and called to create balance as aware, intentional beings. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your work in the field. It affects me too. For your presence, for remembering who you truly are. There's other energies. Yeah. Classical astrology isn't my area of expertise. And many of these energies show up for me in a, let's call it a subtle way. But I know for some of you, these influences are very real, very present. And thankfully, there are many beautiful souls who can read and share these celestial qualities in detail. I'm not integrating that. But what I do always include in my energetic alignment updates, though, is the moon energies. The moon energies, I don't feel them so strongly myself. But I have that knowing that we all have. The moon moves the tides. It shapes and moves the oceans. And since our body are made up of about 70% of water, well, you can begin to feel the connection or explore it playfully for yourself. The full moon on the 10th of July is coming in Capricorn, and it brings like a clear and grounded energy. It invites you to step into responsibility and to claim inner clarity. You can ask yourself, what is ready to be released? What does no longer belong to me? Where can I bring more structure in my life, inside, outside? And maybe most importantly, where do I need better boundaries? Huh? What's a great idea here is to make like a small full moon fire ritual, like creating a space, write down what you're ready to let go and offer it to the fire. It doesn't have to be a dramatic thing. It's a summer evening. It's a garden, it's a fire pit, and it's about your intention. Yeah. And about giving your inner shift a visible symbol. Where do I need to set stronger emotional boundaries? If you want to write it in the comments and claim it. 2 weeks later, a new cycle begins. The new moon in Leo on July 24th brings you the energy of a hard led courage, rawr, authentic expression and creative power. This is your moment. This is your moment to refill the space you previously cleared consciously, lovingly, and with alignment. Sit down with yourself. Ask yourself, what is calling me right now? What wants to come through me into the world? What energy do I want to embody in the upcoming month? Now, let's take a look at a few other energetic influences moving through your field in July. Beyond the news, beyond the planets or the moon, we're stepping into the energy of the portal days and the ancient seasonal cycle. Those are two spaces where I personally feel much more at home than traditional astrology. Do you know what portal days are? I find them deeply fascinating and full of mystery. Honestly, I could talk about them forever and ever and ever. Portal days come from the Solkan calendar of the Maya, a sacred energetic cycle of 260 days, like 13 times 20, which runs independently of the solar year. Completely different from our Gregorian calendar. And within the cycle, 52 days are marked as energetically significant. These are the portal days, moments when the veil of the spiritual realm is thinner, when you have clearer access to your intuition, to insights, to visions, or even profound healing. Have you experienced them before? Write that in the comments. I would love to hear your story about the portal days. You can think of them as doorways into higher states of consciousness, days with a particularly refined light frequencies. So on portal days, you may notice the following. Your dreams are more vivid. Your emotions feel deeper. Your intuitive hits are stronger. Your inner process accelerates. And many people feel also a sense of tiredness or unexplained restlessness without exactly knowing why. And maybe that's what you are feeling. This is the portal energy. In my personal belief system, we are souls having a human experience here on Earth. And when that journey ends, we return to the source, the universe, the quantum field, God, so many names, one essence. We do not disappear, we transform like water goes into ice. Our energy continues. I'm not just trained in this field, but I train others myself. And I help them to awaken their intuitive gifts. So it's a journey, and I find it extremely magical. But we're at an energy update, so let's return to July. These 52 portal days, they're not evenly spread throughout the year. They appear in clusters, sometimes individually, and sometimes, like now in July, in long consecutive waves. In July, we enter a powerful wave of 10 back-to-back portal days from July 8th to 17th, right in the peak of summer. That's rare. That's intense. A true energetic wake-up call. Even if life outside feels busy and completely chaotic, please go inward. Meditate, journal, connect with your soul consciously again and again. If you want to, you can use these journaling questions for that. What wants to be remembered through me? Yeah, what needs to be felt beyond this mind? And what is only revealed when I've become completely still? In my sisterhood circles, we honor also the ancient festivals of the Wheel of the Year, seasonal rites of passage deeply rooted in nature and the rhythm of life. And many of these celebrations align surprisingly closely with modern Christian holidays. Why that is could be a topic of, I don't want to say a whole other video, but for me personally, there is no contradiction between this. I live mostly in Canada, a country where many, many belief systems exist. And they exist peacefully side by side. And that's also my internal compass. I don't need to be right. Yeah. What matters to me is what I bring into the field. And for me, that's peace. Right now, we're standing between Litha and the summer solstice and Lammas, the first harvest festival on August 1st. That's where we are in the Wheel of the Year. So nature is in full power, yeah? And quietly, she begins to shift into ripening. The fruits are growing. They need the light, the patience, the time. There's abundance in this outer world. And the turning point has already begun. The light is slowly withdrawing. It's almost not recognizable. You are too invited to follow that rhythm, to give yourself some time, to trust the process of ripening, not to push, not to force, but to hold the space. What in your life wants more space right now? Maybe you have a fitting emoji that you can place in the comments. Maybe July won't feel like a time of launch something new. Maybe you'll feel the pull to stay simply with yourself, not to start something new, but to let things ripen, to allow your projects, your longings, your healing to unfold naturally. You can ask yourself, what within me wants to ripen without my constant interference? What is quietly growing beyond my control? Overall, or simply put, July invites you to slow down, to sink deeper, not higher, faster, and more, but slower, more conscious, more mature. In the midst of all this energy chaos, in the midst of all this transformation, you are invited to rest in your center. Here's a simple alignment praxis that can support you this month. You can place one hand on your solar plexus and one on your heart. Go deep into breathing consciously, like gently, maybe 10 breaths. And then ask yourself, is this energy that I'm feeling, is that my energy? Does it truly belong to me? Or am I carrying something that isn't mine at all? And if the answer is no, then allow yourself to let it go gently, loving you through breathing. And if you take only one of the many journaling questions with you into this July, let it be, what would my soul choose? What would my soul choose? And I brought you a mantra as well. I act from a place of peace. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the inner work you're doing, for your presence in the field, for your light, even if it sometimes shines quietly. I act from a place of peace. If you don't want to miss any further alignment updates, please feel free to subscribe to any of my channels and act from a place of peace from soul to soul. Yours, Anne. Thank you.